This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to trust God at every no. Recently, I talked about how oftentimes your closed doors will precede your open doors. I remember I was told about an author who was rejected 13 times before being published. I am still reflecting on her story because we know it ends with a yes, but yes is not her testimony. This new author's testimony is all the time she was told no, and what inspired her to persevere through 13 difficult no's before she received one yes. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about Moses going before Pharaoh to ask him to release the Israelites from slavery. Moses' situation was even more challenging in some ways because on several occasions, he would make the case to Pharaoh that the Israelites should be freed, and Pharaoh would actually respond with a yes. But God would soon harden his heart, and Pharaoh's yes would ultimately become a no. It can be so discouraging when you are told yes and you get your hopes up, only to eventually be told no. And this happened to Moses 10 times. But here's the key. He trusted God at every no. That is how he finally got to his yes. He trusted that God would grant him that yes one day. So let us stay the course for a beautiful testimony by holding on to these words. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. I am doing a new thing. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, trust Him.